The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's a joy to be with you all today, especially our kindergartners. Can I see, where are my kindergartner friends? Over this way? And over there too? Okay, wonderful to have you guys. Jesus tells us today in our Gospel that it's ones just like you that the kingdom of God belongs to. The little ones who are just so happy to be before their Father, that the Father is pleased with. And at the end of our Gospel, we heard a really interesting line, that it's the angels of these little ones that always look at the face of their heavenly Father. Today is we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels, that we believe that the Lord has given to each one of us an angel to watch over us and guard us. We have our Father in heaven in our family. We also have our mother, Mary. We also have many older brothers and sisters in heaven, the saints. But God doesn't even stop there after the whole family. He gives us each an angel to watch over us, and it's their job to make sure we get to heaven one day. Now, our angels are not imaginary friends. They're not our invisible pets, I guess. No. They are the ones the Lord has given us to watch over us and guard us. In the Bible, when people come across an angel, they're tempted to worship them because they're so incredible, so beautiful, so glorious. But our guardian angels are powerful. Our guardian angels are filled with glory and awe. And they are given a charge over us to make sure we see our Father face to face one day. So we should call on our guardian angels throughout our day, like we're taking a test. If we're tempted to sin in any situation, we should ask our guardian angels, "It's your job to get me to heaven, so you've got to help me right now and pray for me before God." But today there's one place in particular I want us to ask our guardian angels to pray for us. We can be distracted in our life so easily. And I hear people often say, "I just get distracted at Mass." But sure, that happens. But today I want us to ask our guardian angels to help us enter into the Mass. In our Gospel, Jesus said, "Our guardian angels see the Father face to face, always." Our guardian angels actually see what really happens at Mass, which to us is still invisible. Our cue for us to help us dial in and ask our guardian angels to pray for us is every single Mass the priest prays with all the angels and saints we acclaim. And then we sing, "Holy, holy, holy." During that moment, we should, with our eyes of faith, imagine the saints and angels crowding around the altar, filling the entire church, that all of our guardian angels by our shoulders, tapping us on the shoulders, pointing to the altar, saying, "Okay, pay attention. This is the moment when we're taken up to heaven." So this Mass and every Mass, ask our guardian angels to pray for us. Help us to see just what happens at Mass. That we're taken up to heaven. That we're before God our Father, and we get to worship God with all the angels and saints.